Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a comment, customer support. You left your number.
Yes, hi. My wife called this morning and about let's see, do you represent this Pure Max Perf whatever? I guess. Is that correct?
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out, sir?
Sure. 47172.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your
The
first and
name's
your last name?
Homer, Homer, Ferree, Ferree.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Can I have you verify your address for me?
3015 Gus Emmett Trail, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172.
Okay, and thank you for the information. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. My computer's loading.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah,
Okay.
just give you a little background information. My wife called earlier this morning to you all, questioning a charge on our monthly Kroger Visa card, and I had responded to an ad on Facebook for like a free backpack or something. It was a teeny weeny backpack, but I did not knowingly or willingly sign up for some type of I guess it was a discount plan or some sort of card plan, and I certainly didn't authorize a monthly charge of $67.32. So I just wanted to, I hope this call is being recorded, but I did not knowingly or willingly sign up for that monthly charge. So I certainly want to, I haven't used anything. I went back and looked at my emails. Supposedly I was getting emailed some kind of a gift card or something, and I have no such emails that ever arrived in my email at haferee@yahoo.com. So I want to just make sure that that this is canceled and those charges are voided because we haven't utilized anything else other than receipt of the gift pack, the backpack type
Can
of
I
thing.
have you verify the address one more time, sir?
3015 Gus, Gus Emmett, Emmett Trail, Sellersburg, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172. And like I
Okay.
said, I think I gave you my email address of haferee@yahoo.com. And like I
Okay.
said, I don't know that I've ever gotten anything from you all by email. And certainly haven't utilized any kind of purchasing services.
By looking at this account, you entered our contest to win the tactical bag. You did this on July 14, 2022. With this, we give you a $125 gift card that you can use online at our online gadget store. The membership fee is $67.32, but you called in already to close this account on November 28, so your account is already closed.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, I never received any gift card. I'm telling you, I've never received any gift card, so I don't want to be charged, $67 as of July, August, September, October, because
Okay,
we never
so
utilized any services from you at all. I was not aware I was getting some kind of a gift card. And like I said, I did not receive any kind of such information by email or through U.S. mail.
Unfortunately, sir, everything was in our terms and conditions when signing up. This is considered valid charges.
I did not sign up for that. Okay.
So you're stating you never ordered the tactical bag?
What's a good mailing address? I will have the Attorney General of Indiana contact you, okay, for online fraud. So I need the mailing address for your company.
Unfortunately, we're not able to provide you that information.
You need to provide it to me. You cannot deny that.
So did you order the tactical bag online, sir?
Yes, I did. I thought it was some kind of free gift with no strings. There were no strings mentioned. I did not sign up for any gift card. I did not sign up for any monthly account. I need to speak to a supervisor because this will be contested by the Attorney General of Indiana, and I need to speak to your supervisor right now. I hope this is being recorded. Otherwise, I will file a complaint right off the bat. I received no services from you all. I have no receipt of any gift card. I did not knowingly sign up for any kind of charge account for $67.20. And yes, you billed my card for it. I realize I'm dependent on you to cancel those charges. That's why I need to speak to your supervisor. Please, right now, while I've got you on the phone. Because otherwise, I'm not going to give up $300 like enough for nothing. Okay?
What
I'm retired.
Hold for just a moment. What we can do is provide you with a 50% refund. You get back $33.66 back to your account to help you out.
That's not good enough.
Okay.
I have received no services from you. Understand that? Okay? I received no services from your company. And I absolutely refuse to pay anything for nothing. You understand that? And this is a situation. And I will come at this company, your company, through the offices of the Attorney General of Indiana as online fraud. Okay, I received the backpack. I can ship that back. If you want it, it was a nothing. It was a dud. So I will ship that back if you want, okay? But I did not knowingly or willingly sign up for any kind of service through this company. And I do need to speak to somebody else, your supervisor. Obviously, you're not authorized to issue any refunds or anything, but I need to talk to a supervisor. Since I have not received anything from your company other than that little backpack, okay? And I will gladly return it, okay? So that's what I need to tell somebody in charge, but I absolutely refuse to pay anything for nothing, basically. I do consider this online fraud, and I think the Attorney General of Indiana will agree with me, and he can make life unpleasant for your company in the state of Indiana where I live. So let me talk to somebody who is higher up in authority that I can notify them as, and like I said, before I go ahead and do this, I will do this, okay? I have dealt with state agencies before, not frequently, but I do know that the state attorney general in Indiana has an anti-fraud unit. So please connect me with someone of authority. Or just give me the mailing address, email address of someone that I can send a letter to, okay?
You will get your full refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, and your account is closed. Is there anything else I can assist you with, sir?
No, that's really all I wanted this morning. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you for calling
like
us support, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
I hope your day goes well as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.